The economy grew 1.5% last quarter. Here is what that number actually measures. The government's first read on second quarter growth came in at a 1.5% annual rate, down from 2.1% in the first quarter. The economy is still growing, just slower. Here is what GDP actually measures, why the annual rate is not what the economy grew in 3 months, and why the first estimate is a rough draft that gets revised twice. The simple version. The government's first read on how fast the economy grew last quarter came in at 1.5%. That is the annual pace of real growth for April through June, and it is slower than the 2.1% pace from the first 3 months of the year. In plain terms, the economy is still growing, just not as quickly as it was. Here is why the number matters, even though it sounds abstract. GDP is the single figure the Federal Reserve, employers, and lenders all watch to judge whether the economy is speeding up or cooling down. A slowdown is not a recession, and it does not mean your paycheck shrank. It means the whole economy added value at a slower rate, and the reasons behind that pace are more useful than the headline itself. The numbers. Real GDP grew at a 1.5% annual rate in the second quarter of 2026. The advance estimate U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. That is down from a 2.1% annual rate in the first quarter of 2026 U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. Consumer spending, business investment, and exports all rose in the quarter, while government spending fell and imports rose U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. The PCE price index, a broad inflation measure inside the GDP report, rose at a 5.1% annual rate, up from 4.6% the prior quarter U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. The core PCE price index, which strips out food and energy, rose at a 3.4% annual rate, down from 4.4% the prior quarter U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. This is the advance estimate, the first of three. BEA revises it with a second and a third estimate as fuller data arrives U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. What GDP actually measures, and why the first number gets revised. GDP stands for Gross Domestic Product. It is the total dollar value of everything the country produces in a set period, from haircuts to houses to software. Economists sort it into four buckets: what households spend, what businesses invest, what the government spends, and the gap between exports and imports. Add the first three, add exports, subtract imports, and you have GDP. The word real means the figure is adjusted for inflation, so growth reflects more actual goods and services produced, not just higher prices. And the 1.5% annual rate is not what the economy grew in 3 months. It is what the growth would total if that quarterly pace held for a full year. The change from one quarter to the next was roughly a quarter of that. The word advance matters too. This is the first of three estimates, built from partial data. BEA publishes a second estimate about a month later and a third after that, and revisions of a few tenths of a point are common. The first print is the least settled version of the number, which is worth remembering before treating one release as the final word. One quirk trips up a lot of headlines. Imports subtract from GDP by accounting convention, not because buying foreign goods hurts the economy. It is a bookkeeping step, so that spending on foreign-made goods is not counted as domestic production. A jump in imports can pull the headline lower even when underlying demand is healthy. GDP is one number built from four buckets, adjusted for inflation and revised twice. The first read is a rough draft, not a verdict. What this means? A growth rate of 1.5% tells the Fed the economy is cooling, but not stalling, which is part of the backdrop for its decision this week to hold interest rates steady. Slower growth alongside still firm inflation is the uncomfortable middle the Fed has been sitting in, and this report did little to push it off the fence. For a household, the more honest signal is in the pieces, not the headline. Consumer spending still rose, and that is the largest part of the economy and the part closest to everyday life. The slowdown came more from government spending and trade than from people pulling back. That texture matters more than the single number, and it is exactly what gets lost when a full quarter of activity is squeezed into one figure. What this is not. This is not a prediction of whether the economy grows faster or slower next quarter, which the advance estimate cannot tell you. This is not a claim that a recession has started or is coming, because a single quarter of slower growth is not a recession. This is not advice about your job, your savings, or any investment. This is not the final GDP figure, which will be revised twice as more complete data arrives. And this is not a statement that imports harm the sources. U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, Gross Domestic Product, Second Quarter 2026 Advance Estimate, https://www.bgov/news/2026/GDP-Advance-Estimate, Second Quarter, 2026. U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, Full Release B26-35, https://www.bgov/sites/default/files/2026-07/GDP2Q26AD PDF. U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, GDP Overview and Estimate Schedule. https://www.bgov/data/GDP/Gross Domestic Product.